fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret.
Hope they're okay.
Silver wings on their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 13th day of January, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I am proud to say we still can do the Pledge of Allegiance here in the state of Missouri. And in fact, all 50 states, as far as I know, it hasn't been made illegal yet. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Corporate tip of the day, is one I've never given before, is to encourage you to laugh, love, and live. Life is short. Keep your priorities straight away and focus on what's important. Laugh, love, and live. Enjoy your life. We're going to see changes in our lives, in our society, that are difficult to comprehend over the next few months, year, 2 years. And enjoy what's left of it with the people you love that got the COVID clot shot because, well, they were likely not going to be with us much longer. We do have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how having Water Revolution equipment, especially the Ready Pure countertop gravity feed filter, having that in your inventory can give you some peace of mind. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
That's great. Yeah, me too. Doing well.
Okay.
Another friend in the hospital getting ready to do something. So it's.
Well, you want to give us any details or let that slide?
I don't have any. You know, it's an interesting story. Yeah, it's a fellow that was an assistant pastor at a church that I went to for several years in New York, which really is kind of like my home church. And he's out now in Ohio running his own church and has been for several years. And we haven't been that close, but, you know, I consider him still a close friend. And I heard the other day from his daughter that he was in the hospital with COVID, that it wasn't looking good. And the family is really silent, but they've been flying all their family members there. So I assume that it's very, very serious. And
it sounds like it. Right.
Yeah, I pray for him. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, aside from a lacerated arm, and maybe not even then, I'm not going to the hospital. I don't care what happens to me. I don't care if I have a heart attack or a brain tumor. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to focus on my coffee cleanses and get on a solid good food nutrition and keep up with my workout routine no matter what. That's where I'm at. That's my last stand.
Okay. I was talking to a friend recently. She works in an environment with a woman who is 70 years old. The 70-year-old woman had got the COVID clot shot. And the 70-year-old woman said, "So many of my friends are dying from heart attacks." Well, my friend didn't have the heart to tell her, because you can't be unvaccinated, that the 70-year-old woman is probably next. We're seeing, and I get my local newspaper today, I believe I'll see, once again, this is a small town newspaper. When I say small town, Steelville, Missouri has 1,600 people. Typically, for the last 18 years, one page of obituaries. Recently, it's gone to a page and a half. I expect that will still be a page and a half, soon to be two pages as these months move forward in 2022. Not an isolated incident. This is happening all over the country, in red states and blue states both. A dramatic, at least a 40% increase in people dying. I think it's going to be close to 100% increase, a doubling over what we would expect in any given year. And people that don't know, Kirk, which doesn't include our listeners, they're scratching their heads. Why are there so many people dying? People having heart attacks? Well, the reason's very clear to me, and I'm sure to you, Kirk, that the COVID clot shot is causing people to die earlier than they would otherwise. The life insurance executive CEO going public a little more than a week ago, was the beginning of public awareness within the alternative media, because this is not going to be on the mainstream news. They don't want to scare people from getting the clot shot, do they, Kirk?
No, I think that one of the big things that we have to grasp is that it's starting now to come out, you know, in the alternative media in a big way. There's some pharmaceutical, you know, I don't know if they're ex-employees. I think they might be subcontractors, but they're coming out now with statistics to show beyond any shadow of a doubt that the different lot numbers, or batches, I think as they call them, you know, contain different ingredients, which is an absolute no-no. It shows complete intent, at the very least, you know, for some kind of cross-testing. And I go back to what I thought originally. You know, I think a lot of this has to do with the collection and categorization of personal data on everybody that they possibly can, because obviously if they have that data, you know, they know what kind of DNA type you are, they understand your habits, your purchases, your intent, all of these things that come through, you know, with the technology that we see now. Once they have that information, then they get to pick and choose what they can do with each individual, which is an absolute, I mean, bottom line no-no as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that just stands completely against my concept of freedom the way that I was taught. And I think the hardest thing for the people that we love and care about to grasp, and I find this crazy to believe, even with people that are so-called evangelicals, you've got to grasp the level of evil that we're all faced against, because that is the crux of the matter. And until you can understand that and understand spiritually what's behind it, a lot of these things don't seem to tie together. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I think we're now at a point where we really have to be very careful about where we go, who we associate with, you know, because yesterday I was coming to my office, which is in a separate house, and I looked up and there was an air vehicle passing overhead that was absolutely spraying out some kind of gas. And I'm telling you, it was not a plane. It looked like a drone. It had no wings on it. It had a very irregular shape. It looked like something that, you know, that SpaceX has been, you know, sending up into the atmosphere. And it really shocked me. And then, you know, over the last week in general, there's just been a lot of, you know, contrails and many more than normal. I mean, all throughout this area. And I wonder if they're not going to, you know, aerosolize, you know, some kind of infectant or whatever, you know, that they're going to let loose. And that's going to be the start of this you know, this whole unraveling that they want to create. I mean, I really think that's where we're at right now.
Well, I agree. I agree. Dr. Malone did a recent interview with Stu Peters, and Dr. Malone is basically doing the same thing that Dr. Mike Yaden is doing. Dr. Mike Yaden combed his hair, actually, for one of his more recent interviews, believe it or not. They're basically coming out and saying that we're having there's a conspiracy to murder millions of men and women worldwide. Anybody who looks at the evidence thoughtfully and pays attention to what's going on, I believe can come to no other conclusion. Of course, I've worked a lot of murder cases the past half century, and nothing even close to what we're seeing here in terms of just the sheer numbers, of course. This is mass genocide. Genocide mostly against the West. India is not going to experience this. China's not going to experience this. Africa won't experience it. But Europe and the United States will.
That's
the English-speaking
right.
world will, and already
right.
is. And already is. They can't hide this number of people dying very long. I was telling a friend recently that here in my hometown in Steelville, there's two funeral homes, and they whenever there's a funeral about to come up, they publish it's about a 5x7-inch card with a photo of the deceased, the biographical details, and when they were born, when they died, or their relatives they left behind, of course, the date and time of the funeral. And then they have a man that they pay to personally carry those cards and distribute them to every retail establishment in town, the supermarkets, the pharmacy, the hardware store. They're just all over the place, restaurants. And I've noticed these cards are basically doubling now in the past 5 or 6 months. Funerals are doubling. Talked to a lady running a florist shop. She says, John, I've been in this business 25 years. I've never seen so many funerals as I have the last 6 months. And I said, you just wait and see what's going to happen the next 12 months.
Yeah, I agree. I'm experiencing the same thing with the people that I know. It was relatively quiet for many years. And what's interesting is out of the 8 or 9 close friends that I've lost in the last year, 5 of them have been natural doctors, which I find, you know, unnatural.
Have been what kind of doctors?
Natural doctors.
And they
naturopaths.
Died?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were outspoken, naturopaths that were preaching, natural health methodology.
Amazing. Well, it's the virus has and plays no favorites. It's unfortunate that these doctors died. But within certain segments of our economy, we're going to see a lot more deaths. That would be everybody in the healthcare industry, because that's been pretty ubiquitous that everybody in the healthcare industry has gotten the clot shot. Pretty much everybody remaining in the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard will have had the clot shot. Otherwise, they would be discharged in a process. That's happening right now.
That's right.
Law enforcement the same way. Fire department's the same way. Paramedics the same way. Now, what I've just described is the infrastructure that we rely on in normal times for police protection, fire protection, emergency medical services, and for national security, we're toast.
That's right. Yeah, they're practicing an SF exercise right now, which I'm sure you're aware of here in North Carolina, which is designed to train the soldiers against fighting with an indigenous, otherwise friendly force that is against the current government. That's how they put out the news release.
Robin Rage.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, well, that's just something I have some personal involvement with. Guess what, Kirk? The Green Berets have done that every year for more than half a century.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm not calling out the Green Berets. I'm just saying that, they are nonetheless an adjunct organization of the U.S. government at this point, and I'm not sure that they stand as isolated and as independent as they once did.
Well, I've read several articles attempting to give Robin Rhodes some special status, that it's something different, something new, something threatening.
I agree.
And I want to let everybody know, it's not something new. It's not something special. It's not something threatening. The Green Berets do this every year, and I was part of one of those.
They do.
In the spring of 1969. It sounds like 52, 53 years ago, don't it? We were in North Carolina, and we did almost the exact same exercise.
Right. I mean, infiltration and exfiltration is what they do, right? I mean, that's the
right.
That's the main.
And I made use of that. I made use of the, I got very good at those skills, and I made use of them as an investigator conducting investigations, infiltration, exfiltration, and so forth.
What was your MOS in the service?
96 Bravo Intelligence Analyst.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we worked with a lot of those in our unit.
Yeah. So. Yeah, my job with the Green Berets was to, and when we were in this operation, we were a Nantahala National Forest, and our headquarters was a resort, was a lodge that was partly built during the Depression, and they got to the point where they had a solid structure with electricity, but no heat, no air conditioning, no plumbing. So we used that for our administrative work. And we, for housing, we were not allowed to sleep inside the structure. We had to, and this was June, by the way, we had to use ponchos. And we, each Green Beret had two ponchos, and I got together with three other guys. So we had eight ponchos, and we built ourselves a shelter with parachute cord and ponchos that kept the rain off from the knees down. It rained almost every night.
I bet.
And so we had cots and we had sleeping bags. And when the sleeping bags were soaking wet, we had blankets. And but that was you know, my job was to have the A teams before they would go. I would go out and, for example, go to a hydroelectric plant. And we take photographs and make drawings and take measurements of what it would take to destroy the hydroelectric plant.
Right.
And we'd come back and we'd provide that to the A team that would be given the mission to destroy the hydroelectric plant. And they would do all their planning. And then they'd have to brief us before they went on the mission. And I would fingerprint them, make sure that they had no identification that showed they were an American, had a sterile uniform, nothing in their pockets. And they'd come back, they'd go out in operation and come back a week later, and I'd do the debrief of how the operation went. It's a real hoot having 12 men lined up to do fingerprints, and then an hour later another 12 men do fingerprints, and an hour later another 12 men do fingerprints. But that's what I did.
I'll tell you, you know, one thing that you mentioned that really stands out for me, it's burned into my memory, is, you know, how uncomfortable it is for any really lengthy period of time to be exposed to the elements, either partially or completely, especially if the temperature is not completely cooperative and you've got extra, you know, precipitation.
Well,
it is the worst thing in the world. And that's why, you know, so many people that are refugees, other than those, you know, climbing up from South America through the relatively warm climate, so many people in other parts of the world that are refugees, you know, wind up having huge, you know, losses, you know, of life because of that exposure. So I would encourage everybody to really have a small kit available of extra warm clothing just to be prepared for whatever you might encounter, especially, you know, if you're in a moderate area, just because, boy, I tell you, we could be called upon, you know, by people we associate with, you know, to flock elsewhere pretty rapidly, especially if we're close to a city or near a large population. Very, very, very important.
Right. Well, three of my men were captured, and they were interred in a small compound. I had permission to go there. And we'll talk about the POWs that I had to visit when we get back from the...
Yeah, that's great. I'm very interested in that.
Okay.
Did Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand? Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution Manufacturing, the high-quality, ready-pure, countertop, gravity-feed water filter that will keep people alive in hard times. Okay, here's the deal. First of all, North Carolina in June and in the mountains and Idaho National Forest, overnight lows in the mid to high 40s. Daytime temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Rained just about every night. So we drove over to the opposing force. They captured three of our men. There was three trees about 16 feet apart. Barbed wire every 6 inches, beginning at the ground, going up to about 8 feet high. A light bulb hanging over the middle. No chairs. No place to use the restroom. They had water and food provided to them. They had their shoes and socks taken away from them, their shirts taken away from them. Mosquitoes were very active every night, by the way.
I bet.
Oh, my. If they touched a tree, they would be squirted with a hose. If they touched the wire, they'd have their hand hit with an axe handle. If they sat down, they would be squirted with a hose. All I could do was stand and walk around. That's all they were allowed to do without being squirted with a hose. You squirt it with a hose, and it's 45 degrees. Yeah, that'll get your attention. So we interviewed these guys. Are you okay? Oh, and these are tough Green Berets. You know, they're all in their 20s and 30s. Oh, yeah, we're fine. We're okay. And after a few minutes, we left. And next morning, we got notified that in the middle of the night, they broke the light bulb, climbed over the barbed wire, and escaped into the woods barefoot with no shirts, about 10 miles from where we were. And they made it back. These three Green Berets made it back, and of course they were being chased. That's a given. They were being chased by soldiers who had socks and shoes and shirts and guns and flashlights, and they didn't have dogs. But that's how we treat our own people in training. It's pretty brutal. If you can imagine those conditions, not being able to sit down, not be able to touch anything without getting either smacked with a axe handle or getting squirted. Hypothermia is a very real thing, and if it's 50 degrees and you're wet, you'll get hypothermia pretty quick, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, Americans have tender feet. Even Green Berets have tender feet, unless they've done some kind of special thing on their own. Running through the woods at night barefoot is not my idea of fun, but
no.
they were determined, tough young men, and they were determined to escape this POW camp and get back to their own guys. But just to recap this, don't worry about this exercise, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Green Berets do. This is how they train. There's nothing unusual, extraordinary, or threatening about this training at all. It's just a routine matter. Every summer, June, July, and August, I get people, they send me emails and photographs. John, there's Army trucks on the highway. And I respond, well, it's summertime. The National Guard and the Army Reserve, that's when they do their training, in the summertime, June, July, and August. So we expect to see military vehicles on the highway. That's what's supposed to happen, is military vehicles on the highway a lot in June, July, and August. Of course, they can be on the highway any time of the year. They still have to be moved back and forth for various training and repairs and maintenance and delivery and so forth. That's just a normal part of the game. Let's focus, ladies and gentlemen, on what's real and what's important. What's real and what's important is we're having twice as many people die as normally would die. What are they dying from? Heart attacks, blood clots, organ failure. We're soon going to see dramatic increases in cancer deaths, tuberculosis deaths, all because of the COVID clot shot. That's what's real. That's what's happening. That's what is and will devastate and destroy our country. We have a better chance of surviving than Israel does. Israel will cease to exist as a country. And we have a lot of listeners in Israel. Good morning, Israel. Well, it's actually afternoon in Israel already. I think they're about six or seven time zones away. I got a handy little map that my mother gave me. In Israel right now, it's about 3:30 in the afternoon. Good evening, good afternoon, Israel. Enjoy your country while it lasts, because you will no longer have a country in 4 years or less, probably a lot less, because you're surrounded by people who frequently did not get the COVID clot shot. We have Bob in the hour break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Their CDs are available for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. And that is my website, thelibertyman.com. We have real estate listings there, soon to be expanded. I have one of my webmasters working on that. Yes, I do private consultations. Details at my website. At the bottom of hour three, we'll have Tom Berryhill give us an update on the energy cleaners. Finally, I'm caught up on the back orders. It's been a challenge. I really like helping people get their life back from the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in years, possibly decades. Yes, you can place your order using PayPal at my website at thelibertyman.com for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad that I personally box up. Take to the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, where Friday night, tomorrow night, you can get all you can eat catfish buffet for $8. The toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Kirk, you make an excellent line of water filters, and they're for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com, and there's an excellent discount for each one. Now, it's just, if you buy two or three, you get two or three discounts. Tell us how that works, sir.
Well, the Ready Pure emergency water filter that we make is a gravity-fed stainless steel unit. It's very sturdy. It's a high-quality stainless steel. We use a specially fabricated ceramic gravity-fed cartridge. There's two of them in each unit. And what's nice about this ceramic, it's very finely processed, so it really cleans well. You're able to clean it, you know, with one of those green scrub pads. You know, don't use soap, and really extend the life of it. And then inside of that ceramic cartridge is an infill media, which serves to reduce and remove a lot of the chemical contaminants, disinfectant compounds, other chemicals that are in the water. So this works really well for municipal water at home or well water that may be infiltrated with agricultural chemical runoff. Phenomenal, phenomenal setup. It's got a very strong, very heavy billet stainless steel spout that comes with the unit, which is a great contrast against the plastic ones that are out there. And we've been sending out that stainless steel system with that spout for about 5 years now. We're just updating all of our images on our website. I know some people have seen that, you know, when you look at the website, some of the ReadyPure photos show that old plastic spout. We've been shipping the stainless steel one for about 5 years now. We're doing a major update on the website, new images, new video, a lot of new content. We're really getting heavy now into the social media posting on Facebook and also Instagram, really providing a lot of education material about drinking water and water in the house. You know, it's such an important subject. People don't realize there's tens of thousands of chemicals out there that are the offshoots of a lot of the war chemicals that were designed in World War II, and they've found ways to use these in the agriculture, and of course they permeate the food supply and especially the water supply. Very, very important to take complete charge of purifying and filtering your own drinking water, even without an emergency. But if you have an electric shutdown, you've got to have a way to purify that water, you know, without electricity. And so what happens if there's a major electric shutdown? You'll lose your tap water. If you have a well and you don't have a hand pump, you'll lose your well water. Now what do? You've got to be able to filter and purify groundwater that you can usually go out and find either in a swimming pool or a pond or elsewhere, and or even water storage. You know, if you've got several big containers of storage in your basement or in your garage, you've got to have a way then to purify and filter that before you drink it. The waterborne diseases are horrendous in the body. There's always many, many sicknesses and deaths that occur anytime there's a shortage of pure water anywhere, especially in the U.S., because we're so used to drinking, you know, the clean, relatively clean, bacteria-free water. This is before we even talk about, you know, chemical infiltration, which we know has been happening for the last 50, 60 years. We're seeing it now with the aerosol spray things that are going up, you know, in the atmosphere, which is absolutely happening. Even in an area like me, they routinely spray chemicals into the surrounding area to fight back like different worms and things that are in the trees. And, you know, goodness knows what's contained in this stuff. And you've got to have a way to, you know, filter and purify your own water.
Absolutely. And the discount, tell people about the discount and how they get that, sir.
Sure. Well, it's a $100 off on each ReadyPure unit for all the John Moore Liberty Man listening audience members. And then also, that discount applies to each and every unit. We've got similar discounts available on all of our many 15 or 16 different equipment models that we make at this point. We've got several under-counter systems. We've got countertop units. We've got a brand new system called ModWater, which is a phenomenal way to filter and energize your drinking water at home. We've got an antioxidant system that's built into that. We've got a frequency disinfection media that we've added to that mix. There's a lot happening here. And again, you know, whether you're concerned about an emergency or not, you got to have a ReadyPure on hand at least. Makes for a great barter item as well. And then, of course, this ModWater unit is a great way to make sure that you've got clean, energized drinking water on tap right in your kitchen.
Outstanding. Well, that's good information. You need one ReadyPure for each three adults, every four or five children. Don't get caught short. You don't want people standing around waiting for the water to be filtered. You want people to get a drink right now when they need it, don't you, sir?
Well, absolutely. And you know, on top of the water, you've got to have some extra food, you know, on hand. I mean, I've been seeing article after article now about the different systems that they have that where they're creating genetically grown laboratory food. I mean, you see this all over the place now. There was a big factory featured in California that's actually growing, you know, meat, you know, substitutes. And this is where we're headed, folks. I mean, this is the greatest way to control a population is with the food supply and the water supply. If you can control those things, you can control everybody in that area. And we're going to see a move. We're going to see this start to happen now. And, you know, I encourage everybody to at least be prepared to withstand that initial, you know, assault if you can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Kirk, I wrote a note to one of our regular callers. We're witnessing history right now. Not
no
good
question.
History. What's happening right now, 2022, will affect the entire planet for a century or more into the future. People will look back 100 years from now, 200 years from now, at 2022, this whole period that began 25 months ago this month, January 2020, as a time, we look back at the plague many centuries ago as a time that changed Europe. We look at the Revolutionary War as a time when the history of this country changed. World War II changed this country in many ways that we're still living the effects of that. And we had somebody complaining on my show earlier this week. Why are we talking about World War II? We're still living the consequences of World War II. In fact, we're still living the consequences of the Civil War, quite frankly. If you know your history, I know enough history to know that. The reason we have so many major forts in the former Confederate states is to help control the former Confederate states. That's why they were put there in the first place in the 1870s, 1880s, these massive forts. So what we're living right now is historical. Whoever wins will write the history. If Biden and Fauci win, they will make it look like what happened could not be avoided. That this mysterious virus caused all these people to die and change our society. If the good guys win, the white hats win, we'll have a history that reflects Anthony Fauci being arrested and charged with murder, basically, genocide and treason. Biden being arrested and charged with treason. Many high-ranking members in the pharmaceutical industry with Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson being arrested and charged with murder. I can't sit here on the 13th day of January and tell you which way it's going to go, because that has not been decided yet. One of our listeners just sent me a video of a protest in Bulgaria, in the capital city, of several thousand people attempting to storm their parliament building, with the police attempting to stop them. That needs to be happening all over the West. All European countries, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. I'm not seeing it happen yet. Some places in Europe, but now I'm not seeing it in the United States. I'm not seeing it in Australia. I'm not seeing it in Canada.
Have you seen the concrete prefab wall that they're now constructing around the White House?
Oh, no.
We'll tear down and stop the wall around the country, and we'll just build a smaller wall around the White House. It's crazy, absolutely insane. And, you know, the shenanigans that went on this past week with the so-called anniversary, you know, of the Great Insurrection and some of the newscast spots was just incredible. I mean, I could not believe them comparing this to the Holocaust and Pearl Harbor and some of these other things, other than the fact that all those things were engineered. I mean, that's the only similarity that I can see is pre-engineering, you know, for all of those incidences. Folks, nothing happens by accident. You know, they don't just happen. They happen just. And as Solomon said, who is not really somebody that I respect much, you know, he said that there's nothing new under the sun. and there isn't. And we just have to remain vigilant. I mean, John is absolutely right. You know, we've got to not only be informed, but we've got to take the next step now, you know, to really get out there and inform others.
They're calling it a fence project. White House fence project, according to Associated Press. Well, I'm looking at this. It's here's what they look like. These concrete barriers that they use between on the interstate highway between the lanes going different directions, topped off with a somewhat decorative. Now those things stand about, I'm going to say about 3 feet tall. And then there's another, looks like maybe 6 or 8 feet, and it may say here how tall this is, a plain concrete panel that has 3 inserts in it to give it a more decorative, more attractive look. it's 13 feet. Let's see. They got a 13-foot steel picket fence around the White House. That's already there.
That's a carryover, I think, isn't it, from the
Well, regardless, yeah, this is real. It is happening. There's photographs of it here. Preparations to replace the fence around the White House. A temporary wall is. Okay, this wall is temporary, they say. So they're doing a temporary wall while they put up a new fence. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
We'll see if it's temporary, right?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, too, that's happening, which we should all be aware of and monitor very closely, is this, you know, SCOTUS, you know, Supreme Court ruling on what's going to be the decision on whether or not these federal, you know, mandates dealing with the 100 employees and all this happened. And of course, you know, once that camel gets his nose under the tent, the whole thing is coming through. So forget about the 100 employees. I mean, it's going to apply to everybody if the Supreme Court does not kick this down. I don't think they will. I think some of the comments that have come out now, you know, from Sotomayor and some of the other ones just really demonstrate the level of stupidity that these people have concerning what their job is supposed to be, which is the defense of the existing Constitution. They're not supposed to be, you know, making decisions and judgments based on how they currently feel about the laws that are in place. And that's the problem, you know, that we see. You know, the judiciary really was supposed to be the last line of defense. We've lost that now, in my opinion, completely. And it won't be long, you know, before they turn the military forces on us. I have no doubt, John, I have as much respect for the military that you and I participated with as possible. My whole family is military officers. And what I can tell you is the military today is not what it was, and the underpinnings are not what it was, not even remotely or closely. And it's just a corporate position, you know, where they have, you know, firepower. And we can't allow, you know, this to happen the way that it's unfolding.
Well, one of the effects of the make-believe pandemic and the clout shot is they're eliminating many patriots and Christians, because the patriots and Christians are the highest percentage group of resistors to the clout shot. So the mandate is serving two purposes. It's weakening the military overall, and it's eliminating the men and women least likely to go along with the New World Order, the Christians and patriots. So it's a double-edged sword there that's cutting both ways. It's pretty amazing what's taking place. The cleverness of these evil people, there's no end to how clever they are, is there?
Well, yeah, I mean, the true definition of clever, you know, which is an evil, you know, maybe increased strategy. They obviously don't have the same intelligence and heartfelt underpinning that we all do, you know, in this audience. And that's where they separate from us. But, you know, keep in mind, folks, that if SCOTUS rules to uphold this ruling, what's going to happen immediately is we're going to lose at least, in my opinion, a minimum of 30% of the independent truckers and over-the-road truckers that are out there right now. We can't even afford to lose 5%. We're just 10% short now, and you can see the delays that are happening and the haphazard deliveries. If it goes to 40% from the current 10%, it's going to shut down the whole country. Literally overnight, they will shut down the entire country. That means all the services, all the foodstuffs, much of the utilities. I mean, think of everything that's dependent on this just-in-time transportation system that we now find ourselves in. And I'm going to tell you something else. I mean, you've got a whole generation of people. John, you talked last week about the two-year-olds that have never seen public outside of a face mask.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, okay, you've got a whole generation, and my mind goes up to 25, almost 30, maybe beyond that in some instances, that literally cannot function emotionally without the technology. So if they lose their cell service, if they can't get on the internet, if they can't do the Facebook and Instagram, these people are going to go, you know, ape shoot, I mean, overnight. I'm just telling you, I see it, I can feel it. You're going to have violence like we never saw, and that's exactly what they want. And I'm not a big participant, you know, in violence. I mean, I'll do what I have to do to protect myself. But I just think that you want to have the ability to isolate away from that. And that's why John is such a strong proponent of moving to less populated areas like Missouri, like the Ozarks. We see this happening more and more. I mean, small communities are being built and developed to kind of fend for themselves, not even violently, but just, you know, be able to barter and trade and have the grown foodstuffs and try to isolate themselves away from what's going to become this, you know, this this globe-tard, you know, movement that we're going to see happen. And we just have to stay away from that if we can do it. And that's why prep is so important. And it really starts with basics like food and water and having, and maybe being isolated from some of the tech nuts that are out there so you don't have to, you know, experience and share in that, you know, psychotic thing that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Before Absolutely. We talk about the VIR and all that crazy stuff, the you know, I was out eating with a couple last night, and the spouse of my friend, who's a Filipino, she's now become a citizen. She's a phenomenal person. I mean, Rose is just incredible. She's probably 35, maybe closer to 40. And she said, you know, there's actually people that she knows that live their whole life inside of a virtual reality pod, you know, in their little unit, you know, in the Philippines. They've got the They're hooked up to the virtual reality. They get the food deliveries and whatnot, and they live their whole life as an alternate reality in this space. And she said, this is exactly what they're going to move us to, you know, is this type of a situation.
Sounds like the Matrix to me.
It is the Matrix. Absolutely. That was a very foretelling, in my opinion.
Well, a trilogy of, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not seen this trilogy of films, the Matrix, when I saw the first one, my first reaction was, how does this get released public? This is too close to my reality.
Right. They want to get everybody used to it, number one. And the other group of the population, they want people to say, oh, that's just something you see in a movie. That's not real. You know, that's the other
Well,
response.
it's of course we are not literally, we human beings are not literally batteries powering a computer grid.
Want to bet?
Well, I
think we are from a frequency standpoint. I think the reality is more of an illusion than we know.
But, you know, leaving that aside for the time being, since I became aware of the things I'm aware of 30-something years ago, I feel like I'm living in the Matrix because I know so many things that the average person does not know. That it has, because my reality is not the same as most people's reality. Many of our listeners share my feeling. You probably share my feeling to a certain extent that when we go about our business, our daily lives, interacting with folks out there in the public, I know things that they don't know. I know things that they won't never know. I do things that. And let's put it back up. I don't do things that they do on a routine basis because I know I don't need to. The COVID clout shot is maybe the best example, because that's what's in our face. That's what's changing our society. That's what will end the country of Israel and greatly damage and possibly end our republic. Possibly. The Chinese generals want our real estate. They want the agricultural growing capacity of the United States, and they don't want Americans. And if they can do that without losing their own people and spending tons and tons of money on a war, wars are very expensive. And they would much rather do that. Unless something changes, that's the direction this is headed, Kirk. And I don't see anything changing at any time. I see the possibility of it changing. If we, you and I, and those of us in the alternative media can wake up enough people quickly enough, yes, it could change. I don't see that happening yet, but I would like to see it happen.
God's going to stop it, but not before there's a lot of cleansing and a lot of death. And the thing to do is to stay out of that group. You know, it's like swimming in the ocean. You don't have to be the fastest swimmer if a shark comes. You just don't want to be the slowest. And that's
I don't have to outswim the shark. I need to outswim you, Kirk.
You don't want to be the first one booted off the island. You know what I mean? Or running out of food or running out of water. I mean, this is a common sense thing, folks. I mean, it really is. Break it all down to the end. You're at home. You've got your books. You've got a way to heat your house. You know, we've got a rocket stove that you can get, you know, to do that. You know, we've got equipment you can use to purify your water in emergency. Stock up on the food storage, because the food is a changing. I mean, you remember the song Times Are a Changing? Well, the food is changing, and it's going to happen rapidly. I mean, they've got to clean out the shelves before they can bring in the new junk, and that's kind of what you see going on right now. And it has the added benefit, you know, of slowing the economy down, so you don't feel the, you know, the impact of the inflation as much. Right. But I mean, we got to get prepped. I mean, that should be the main focus, you know, prep for isolation.
That's not optional. You're right, Kirk. That is not optional.
And I love people as much as you do, but you've got to be prepared to be isolated in the small community, because if you get out there in the population, it's going to get ugly very quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're getting your heads up here. If you're not prepared, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a place to stay warm without the power grid this winter, if you don't have a ready pure water filter on the counter, if you don't have food, shelter, clothing, water, all those things, what you need to stay alive. It doesn't take that much, does it, Kirk?
No. And, you know, before I go, ask Dr. Len when he comes on, if he's on today, I assume he is, ask him if many of us are simply batteries from a frequency perspective, and I bet he tells you that we are.
Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. Kirk, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next
Thursday. All right, thanks, brother. Love you a lot. See you next week.
Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer,
hey,
you may
John,
be the victim of a
Horowitz,
wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your
Horowitz?
Home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge
there,
the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws,
hey,
U.S.
John,
title
you read
codes,
me?
The Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld
yeah,
that defective mortgage
Horowitz
documentations
the,
can reverse
Skype
or stop
search?
Foreclosures
it,
and enforce
Leonard
property
G.
title
Horowitz?
Claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having
okay.
successes
Good
in
enough.
Stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.